mean, it don't matter what the topic is or what comes up, going to be people on the other side that attack it and come against it. But what those group of colonies did back in 1776 set the precedent for where we are today. I mean, they, if you remember, you know, people basically came to the new world, the free world, they called it, to get away from the tyranny of the King of England, and also the fact of the religious lack of freedom that they had, and they were looking for that. And so even at that point, when they were here, the king was still trying to reach across the waters, the big pond as they call it, and still put his claim on the people. And they finally got to the place that they said, no more, okay. We don't know how this is going to happen or what's going to happen, but we're not surrendering to that tyranny any longer. One of the things that I thought was pretty interesting, you may know this, but John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, both two of the signers, died on July 4th, 1826, 50 years after it was signed. Isn't that crazy? That was something. But I want to talk about freedom just a little bit this morning, because I think everybody loves freedom. They love to be able to do kind of what they want to do and not be under the control of somebody else. And I can't think of too many people that don't want that. Independence is a state Independence is a state of being independent. And independent means free from outside control, not depending on another's authority, self-governing, not influenced or affected by others. Most people like that. Okay? Most people like not to be under the control of somebody else. When you think about teenagers, when they start getting in their late teen years, you can begin to see that they're feeling that desire for independence. They don't want to do what mom and dad want them to do. They don't want to be kind of under mom and dad's thumb anymore. They feel like, okay, I'm old enough to begin to step out and make my own decisions and do my own things. So I think there's probably an inbred desire of independence and freedom in each one of us. I got to thinking about Brandon and Jenny's littlest one, Isaac. He's got to where he can crawl. He can crawl about as fast as I can walk. I mean, he can scoot. He is ready to walk, but he's not doing that yet. But when you pick him up, because he has felt that freedom of being able to crawl and move around and do his own, he don't want you to hold him. He wants to get down and go, you know. And, I mean, who taught him that? See, I believe that God puts that desire for the independence, for that freedom within us, that we want it. But when we think about our lives as Christians, God gave us freedom. He gave us the freedom to make a choice, to choose to surrender your life to Him or not. And so he really was the first one that set up the independence thing, the freedom thing for us. Why did he do that? Why did he do that? He made us, right? I mean, we know the scripture says that he knitted us together in our mother's womb, so he made us. He could have made us to love him automatically. He'd have wanted to. But then the thing that would be missing from that is the freedom that his creation could love him back. Okay? Because if he made you to automatically, that there's no ins and outs about it, that to love him, if he made you that way, then he would be making kind of a robot to do what he wanted to do and to love him. And think about this. God is, we know God is powerful and God is all-knowing and omnipresent and all that, and he can do anything he wants to do. But the one thing that he does not do is make us love him. Thinking about power. Power, people with power can make you do a lot of things. You know, but the one thing that they cannot do is they cannot dictate to you who you love and who you don't love. They can't make you love them. And God, I guess maybe if he wanted to, but I'm not so sure, he's not going to make you love him. He wants out of your own free will you to make that choice to love him. And so he gave us that freedom. He gave us that ability to figure out kind of who he is and what he stands for, and that we would get to a place to love him. See, it's not, hear my heart in this, it's not about really what we do and even what he asks us to do. It's really about him wanting us to love him. He wants that love relationship with each one of us. See, I believe, this is just my thoughts, but I believe that the church has taken kind of the do's and don'ts of what we read in the Bible, of this is better for you if you do it this way and that way, and turned it into kind of the law of the land. You know, and it became almost a legalistic thing, and then a fear thing, and then we operate out of fear. And I don't think that's the way that God wants it. He created us to have the freedom to choose to love him or not. Not out of fear, not out of manipulation, not out of control. He wants you, wherever you are, to love him. Now, what does that love look like? When you love somebody, think about what happens. When just in earthly love and our love, I want to do what she wants to do. I want to please her. This is a very simple thing, but where you want to go eat? I don't care. Where do you want to go eat? You know? But it's kind of the same way with God. When there's a love there, you don't really care about necessarily what you do or what you don't do. You just want to please him. And so therefore, when you get to that place of really loving God, and to the point that, God, I just want to be with you. I don't care where we go. Okay, we're going to go to Zimbabwe? Sure, let's go to Zimbabwe. Okay? It doesn't matter. When we've got that love, we want to do what he wants us to do. Now we're fortunate, I believe, that he has given us his word to tell us, you may not want to do that. Okay? With the freedom that you have, you may not want to do that, because that might not be good for you. So he's given us, not so much to me as a set of rules, but just information that he's given us to say, listen, for you to live a happy life, for you to live a good life, for you to live this and that and the other, for us to be in that relationship, these are things that will help you along the way. And if you'll stay away from those things over there, then your life is going to be so much better. But he gave us the freedom to choose. He said, make your choice. That's kind of awesome to me. I mean, even thinking about from an earthly daddy standpoint with kids, you know, you set boundaries for them. You know, because number one, you know kind of what's good and what's not good for them. And a lot of times you overrule their freedom of choice, if you will. But God has given us that freedom to decide what to do. That's a good daddy. That he's got, I don't know, I'm saying enough confidence in us that he would say, make this choice. Make this choice. First Corinthians 6:12 says this, though. And again, I think to read this scripture and to look at this, it's got to come out of that love relationship for him. It says, it's true that our freedom allows us to do anything, but that doesn't mean that everything we do is good for us. I'm free to do as I choose, but I choose to never be enslaved to anything. The message says it this way. Just because something is technically legal doesn't mean that it's spiritually appropriate. God has put us in a place, and I believe in his heart of hearts that he's got confidence in us that we're going to choose him. Because if the other choice, I'm sorry, but the other choice is to me not a choice at all. But if you look at the other choice, it's just not a good choice. But God has put it out there in front of us and said, listen, guys, you're free. You're free. Even in this country, we say we live in a free country, but we still have to abide by the laws and rules of the law. Check. Just thinking about how God planned that just kind of blows me away. I kind of entitled this, Living Dependently in an Independent World, in an Independent State. Okay? Because even though we have been given independence, and that freedom I feel like that God give us is an independence, okay? He really desires us to be dependent on him. And he puts himself in that position for us to be dependent. So your dependency on him depends on your choice. You choose to be dependent on him. You're independent. He's told you you're independent. You're free. And so if it's in a love relationship, you just kind of sometimes it takes a little work, but but because you're in that love relationship with him, you willingly give your independence back to him and become dependent on him, which is what he wants all along. He wants you to be dependent upon him. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to obey him. Because he knows what's best and he knows what's good. But yet at this token, he didn't put it out there in a list of do's and don'ts. He said, love me and surrender to me and I'll direct your life. I'll give you a full life, an abundant life. And that's what his desire for us is. Galatians 5:13-14 says this. It is absolutely clear that God has called you to be a free life. Just make sure that you don't use this freedom as an excuse to do whatever you want to do and destroy your freedom. Rather, use your freedom to serve one another in love. That's how freedom grows. For everything we know about God's word is summed up in a single sentence. Love others as you love yourself. That's an act of true freedom. When you think about what he's done for us, And the fact that he knew even the entanglement and the hold that sin has on our life. And so he sent Jesus to pay that price so that we'd have freedom in that area as well. But for him to give us the freedom to choose him, man, that to me takes that emphasis off how some people think of God's just a big up there with a stick waiting for you to mess up and hit you on top of the head. Because that's not who he is. He's up there waiting for you to love him so he can love you back. He's up there waiting for you to surrender to him the independence that he gave you to become dependent on him to guide you through life. Because that's his desire for us. See, in 1776, our founding fathers made a choice to become a free nation. And they wrote down their Declaration of Independence. God has given us a Declaration of Independence. He's given you the ability to be independent, but to take that independence and turn in dependency on him. Because that's his heart's desire. He wants to guide and direct us through this life's journey. So live dependently in your independence. And trust him and let him guide you as you go through life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, that I don't know, sometimes I can't even put my head around what you might have been thinking whenever you created me. But yet, you love me enough and wanted that love to come back in return, so you gave me the freedom of choice. God, I'm thankful that I made that choice. I'm dependent on you, Lord. I thank you for my independence, but I'm dependent on you, Lord, to guide me through life, to show me, to teach me, to talk to me. Your word says that you came to give life and to give it abundantly. Lord, I look around at my life and I can say, you have given me an abundant life. And I'm grateful for that. But Lord, there's still days ahead. And as I go through those days, Lord, I want to be dependent on you to show me, to guide me, to direct me, and choices to make and things to do and things to not do. To direct me out of harm's way. And maybe even when harm does come, Lord, to trust you and to hang on to you through it all. So Lord, I thank you that we have made a choice to become dependent on you. You gave us independence, and we turn around and gave it back to you and put our dependency on you. And for that, I'm grateful today, Lord. And Lord, maybe there's some here today that still struggling with some of that. Lord, I pray that you just show yourself to them. Let them see that dependency on you is a good thing and not a bad thing. Lord, I thank you for the freedom of this country. And Lord, I do pray for this country right now. Lord, it's in a state. And Lord, it needs you. I pray, Lord God, that you would, the men and women that are in charge of this country, Lord, would just have ears to hear your voice. Lord, they would hear you and the directions and what are the right things for this country to go forward. I thank you for those men and women that came many years ago, Lord, looking for that freedom to be able to worship you. The sacrifices that they made, Lord, so that we could be where we are today. Lord, it seems so far away and out of touch to us, but they were pioneers, Lord, that led the way for us. And so we're grateful to you, Lord. We thank you for our country. We thank you for the freedom of this country. We thank you for the men and women who have served this country. And we thank you for our dependency on you and the independence that you gave us. In Jesus' name, amen.